This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If there's anyone who can breathe a sigh of relief coming out of the recent Alabama legislative session, it's the Birmingham Waterworks Board. Officials there were not happy with a proposed bill that would change the makeup of the board and bring new restrictions. Well, that bill died, but the board also spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for lobbyists to try to defeat it. We talk about that now with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us most Thursdays and is here once again. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, remind us what was going on politically around this waterworks bill, because you had a board that wasn't happy with this Republican bill. Republicans, though, were in firm control of the legislature.
Right, and it was an extremely popular bill over the mountain in areas of the Birmingham Waterworks customer base that didn't have real representation on the board. Has been for years. Water rates have risen every single year since the turn of the century, hundreds of percentage points. And it was in those areas, it was a real winner. Of course, in Birmingham, it was just the opposite. In Birmingham, they felt like this was their asset. And Republican legislators were trying to take it away.
So you had that split between the city of Birmingham, the Waterworks Board, and Republican lawmakers. How did opponents of this bill overcome the Republican dominance in Montgomery? I mean, just because you hire lobbyists doesn't necessarily mean you get your way.
That's right. Part of it was because they chose the right lobbyists. As one of the sponsors of the bill, Jabbo Wagner, said, I mean, he's aware of the House leadership's relationship to some of these lobbyists. I mean, obviously, some of the lobbyists are chosen for that reason. I mean, Fine Gedi is one of the biggest down there. It has connections to everybody. They hired Bob Riley's son's law firm to represent them, I think, to get the Riley name in the mix. And just the selection of some of these people were wise, and they across the board, and that's part of it.
So is it just a matter of hiring the right names, having the big guns that you can bring out and show off, so to speak?
Well, I mean, that doesn't hurt, and they were strategic about it. But the real truth here is it is easy to hire people to kill a bill. It is very difficult and will never work to hire people, say, to pass a bill that is in the public interest, for example. Who would support something like this in a way that would cause them to give hundreds of thousands of dollars? It's just the nature of the beast.
Well, let's break this down a little bit more, because you write that this shows politics is all about green as opposed to party or right or wrong. But that seems a little bit simplistic. I mean, you could hire a slew of lobbyists, and I can't imagine that lawmakers in Montgomery would be willing to, say, triple the state income tax.
No, but like I was saying earlier, you couldn't hire lobbyists to triple the state income tax. You could hire lobbyists to prevent that from happening were it likely to happen, which is not.
The lesson is that it's easier to keep something from happening than to actually make something happen.
Well, that's always the case, yes.
Well, the money that the Birmingham Waterworks spent on lobbyists ultimately came from the public through their water bills. Should public entities be allowed to hire lobbyists?
Well, and also more money, a significant amount of money also came from the city as well.
The city of Birmingham.
So they have the legal right to do it, so they can. I personally don't like that they have the right to do it. I think that, you know, we elect people to represent ourselves and to speak our views on these issues. But in this world, I would be told by many that that's unrealistic.
Well, I guess with that idea in mind about being realistic, I guess sort of, you know, where are we left? I mean, this kind of seems like a kind of obvious story. You know, money carries influence. We have plenty of money in the system. I mean, now what?
You know, I'd like to tell you that you know, genuine voter outrage and opinion trumps this sort of thing. But in a bill like this, it doesn't, because many of the people who vote on it in committee don't answer to voters in this region. So in this case, I think we just live within the system and do what we can.
Well, also thinking about the legislature, there were many things that happened or didn't happen in this legislative session that wrapped up last week. And John here says we should actually celebrate those things the legislature didn't do. Now, I'm assuming this is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but what do you mean by that?
Yes and no, it's tongue-in-cheek. On one hand, every time they don't act, I feel better about it, because we have been reformed to death. Every time we are told that something gets better, there's some unintended consequence, and we should remember that. And so don't mourn too much when a bill does not pass.
But by the same token, you're not happy that the Waterworks bill didn't pass.
Well, I mean, it does. I'm not happy or unhappy either way. I mean, I don't think that was a perfect bill either. I mean, it's ridiculous to expect that the city of Birmingham share representation with everybody that has a customer anywhere.
Well, what are some of the bills that jumped out that you that died that you're happy to have seen?
That I'm
died?
Happy. Well, I mean, I personally think it's a great thing that we didn't pass a bill making it legal for somebody without a pistol permit to carry a loaded weapon in their car. I mean, that makes good sense to me. It's hard to find a better one than that, frankly.
Well, to keep us from falling too much into cynicism, is there anything the legislature did this session that you do find laudable?
The laudable question. Yeah, I mean, they passed a budget, which is always a very, very difficult thing. And they certainly did a lot of work that flies under the radar that deserves, if not commendation, then at least a little understanding.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News or online at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.